There's a famous Jewish story that I'm sure many of you have heard before. A young woman goes up to a rabbi and says, "Rabbi, how many days did it take for God to create the world?" And the answer the rabbi gives, "Well, 6, 7 days of creation. Why do you ask?" And the young lady says, "Well, if that's all it took, then what's God been doing since?" And he says, "Young lady, you are quite naive. Because since creation, God sits day after day taking each soul and finding a match, finding a beshert, a meant to be, a counterpart for that soul." And so I have to tell you, I have shared that story in many different venues, at weddings and ketubah signings, different lectures. And what I found is that the more and more I meet with congregants and with friends, it's hard for me to own the story in the same way that I used to. And listen to some of the conversations that I have. Some of the people that come to speak with me are those that ask the question, "Rabbi, listen, I think I lost my chance. I moved from Los Angeles to New York, and I think I left my one true love in that city. Am I done? Is that it? Is there just one soulmate for me, and did I miss my chance?" Other conversations I'm having are those that are entering second marriages, even third marriages, and I'm being told, "Look, Rabbi, I think this person is my beshert, is my soulmate. So what do you have to say? Does that mean there's only one soulmate for all of us? Did I lose my chance with that person and now this person? What do you have to say about that?" Or I speak to people who are in relationships, who are dating for many years, and ask the question, "Is this the one? Is this the soulmate that God matched me with?" How do you answer that question? And so what I'm realizing is the way that I want to answer the question is more like a choose-your-own-adventure novel. Did anyone have a chance to read those novels growing up? The idea is that if you went in one direction, fate would take you one way, or if you turned the page and went this direction, then fate would take you another. And what I'm leaning towards in my belief about soulmates is that perhaps, like a choose-your-own-adventure novel, perhaps there are multiple possible soulmates we're supposed to meet in our lifetime. And although I hold that thought and belief, I was wondering, what does our tradition have to say about this? If I share this story at weddings, etc., could there be anything else in our tradition that might validate that point? And I came to a passage in the Talmud, in Masechet Sotah, that says the following. It says that 40 days before a baby is born, God makes sure that there's a match for that baby's soul, that there's a soulmate. And so that's a beautiful lesson, but again, it speaks to the idea of the original story. One soulmate, one match. But if you read a few lines later in the same passage, it's fascinating. First of all, there's a line that says that for God, the matching of souls is as difficult. It's as much of a struggle as it was the splitting of the sea. And so I love that line because it means that it's just as hard for God to match people as it is for us. So we should feel okay about the struggles that we often go through in matching people. But a few lines later, it actually says that God makes that first match. God makes that first soulmate. And then God continues, listen, God continues to make possible matches for other soulmates. So what does that mean? It means that no longer do you have to ask the question, is there a soulmate for me? No longer do you have to ask the question, did I lose my chance? Did I let that one get away? Because what the Talmud explains is that where you are in your journey of life, whatever path you're taking right here and right now, God has placed a soulmate on that road of life. So no longer is the question, does this person exist? Now the question we have to start asking ourselves, is my heart ready for this experience? And so on this Shabbat, it might be a different kind of holiday today besides Shabbat Shekalim. You might be thinking about love and those kinds of themes. And so I encourage you, first of all, if you have found your soulmate, as many of us have been lucky to have found, embrace them and hold them and make sure that they know how grateful you are to have them in their lives. And make sure it's mutual. But I also ask you, for those who have yet to find their soulmate, open your heart. Ready your soul. Because we're told it's a divine statement that love is right around the corner. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.